This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. I pray you all well. Brothers and sisters in Islam, many are asking for some advice and tips regarding Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan and bless us with a fruitful Ramadan and with amazing health and ability during this month. Ameen. And to bless us with many, many, many more Ramadan after this one. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most important things that you need to do before the month of Ramadan arrives is to set a plan, put a plan in place. And there's many different angles you can look at. But one advice I would give is for you to do what is called a gap analysis. What do I mean by a gap analysis? Well, there's so many amazing qualities you want to bring into your life. You want your life to have. There's so many amazing acts of worship that you want to bring into your life. Or if they are already in your life, then you want to excel with these acts of worship. So list these qualities and list these acts of worship down on a piece of paper, right? So for example, let's say you tend to speak about other people, or you tend to speak of that of little or no benefit, or for example you read a quarter juz of the Quran, and by this stage you wanted to be doing more. So let's say you want to be doing half a juz of the Quran. For example, you are observing all your salah, but you want to be diligent with the sunan al-rawatib and salat al-duha, for example, or qiyamul layl, and it's something that is still not focused in your life. So the good news is Ramadan is there, inshallah, to be a great motivator and motivation and a great boost for all these ambitions to come into fruition. So you want to do a gap analysis. You want to say, for example, that I want to be reading half a juz of the Quran, but at the moment I'm reading a quarter. So between a quarter and a half, there's a gap. There's a gap of a quarter juz, right? For example, I had the ambition, for example, to observe all my sunan al-rawatib. So at the moment, I'm only observing the two sunnah of Fajr. So write that down and then write the ideal as well above it. So the ideal would be all the sunan al-rawatib, but now you're only doing two, which means there's a gap of 10 units of prayer. So this is a gap analysis. For example, I want zero backbiting in my life, but I tend to be backbiting in a day so many times. So write zero and then write how many times you are backbiting, or how many times you're engaging in conversation of little or no benefit. So then you understand the gap. This is a gap analysis. And then do the same for all the other values, and try and be deep and broad as well regarding them, in terms of different characters, your relationship with your parents, with your spouse, with your child, and different important areas of your life, in terms of your personal development. Write all these things down and understand how close or far you are from ideals that you have set for your own life. Now, after you've done this gap analysis, you've seen where you want to be, and you actually now understand where you are, and you've experienced the gap between you and your ideal. Now, do a root cause analysis. What is a root cause analysis? A root cause analysis is for you to now analyze why is there distance between the ideals that you've set in your life, or the ideals that you have ambitions for, and where you are right now. What is the reason? Is it because I have bad friends? Is it because I overuse my mobile phone? Is it because I'm just not thoughtful enough about what I say and what I do? Is it because I'm just not motivated enough, or maybe it's laziness? So now this is a root cause analysis. You're understanding, you try and figure out the exact reasons. Why do you backbite? Why are you not reading half a juz of a Quran when it was your ambition to? Why are you not upon the character that you have an ambition to be upon with your parents, for example? Why are you not upon the ideal that you want to be upon with regards to your spouse, with regards to your children, with regards to your adab, with regards to your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do this root cause analysis. What are the reasons, right? Now, once you list all the reasons and try and be detailed with them, then list, then move on to a third process. And the third process is called the solutions analysis. Now here, this is important that before Ramadan, you look at the solutions, because now you want to enter Ramadan with the solutions understood, so that you do something different in Ramadan because you want to have different results. As the English saying goes, if you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. Right, so if you want to get what you never got, you must now do what you never did, right? So this is common sense, because you know, it is also said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing expecting different results. So we don't want to go into Ramadan doing the same thing expecting different results. So now you want to do a solutions analysis, find out the reasons for your lack of progress. Now that you have the reasons for your lack of progress, do a solutions analysis. Find a solution for you to apply so that you can close the gap, right? So that you can close the gap between you and your ideal. So for example, maybe you need to bring a buddy into your system, you know, somebody who is regular with the Sunnah Narawatib, and you both keep tabs on each other, that you're both doing it. Maybe with regards to the Quran, if you're reading half a juz with a buddy, a Quran buddy, then you'll be better. If you're trying to memorize Quran, maybe get a Quran hifth buddy, for example. Maybe you have some character flaws because you have the wrong friend circle, so now you got to delete that friend circle or reduce your interaction with certain friend circles or certain avenues. This could be a means of your retrogression. Maybe you're a person who is struggling with procrastination. So now this is, I need a solution for procrastination, for example. And the solutions vary and the solutions are many. This is just a short discussion with you all in terms of, a practical way forward in terms of all the wonderful advices that you've heard. You must have heard about taqwa and the importance of taqwa and the month of taqwa and what taqwa means, for example. I have a talk online called Taqwa Time. So some of you have heard it. And now the question is, okay, so I have an understanding of taqwa. I'm more eligible to bring it in my life. But, you know, give me the practical way forward. So this is some advice that I can share. Now, before ending off, brothers and sisters in Islam, another piece of advice. Burn in, don't burn out. Okay, because what happens is sometimes we get overmotivated, and it's not bad to be overmotivated, but it all depends on how you manage your motivation. If you're going to say, right, I'm doing a quarter juz and khalas, I'm going to be doing a whole juz in Ramadan. No, it's not going to work. You're not being sustainable, because you still have responsibilities in your day that you have any other day. You still have work to do. You might have obligation towards your family, towards your children, towards your school, towards your education. So you want to burn in. Don't say, I'm going to go and hit a juz. Say that, look, my ideal was half a juz and I'm only doing a quarter. So I want to get to half. So work your way upwards towards half. Don't even try and do a half. And if you see that you're struggling, then do a little bit less than a half and work your way up until you do a half. When you get to a half, work your way up a little bit more than a half and see how that goes. And if it's working out in a fluid way, in a successful way, then build yourself up. You never know, you might achieve the ideal that you set last Ramadan for this Ramadan and beat it, right? So we might get to Eid and alhamdulillah, you were doing a quarter juz every day before Ramadan when it was supposed to be half, but now alhamdulillah, you're doing three quarters. By the end of Ramadan, you're doing three quarters. And then alhamdulillah, now we can set new ideals for you to achieve until the next Ramadan. So burn in, burn out. You know, with the Sunnah and Rawatib, bring them in slowly but surely. What you don't want to do is bring everything in haphazardly at once beyond your ability to sustain the ideals that you're practicing, and then you burn out in a way that even the few ideals that you used to do, you stop doing it, and during the month of Ramadan. Now, I know this advice should have reached you much earlier, and I have done this in a few lectures in the UK a couple weeks ago. But since that talk didn't get out, and many requests have come in about give us some practical tips for Ramadan, I decided better late than never and putting this together. So please take heed. In summary, do a gap analysis, then a root cause analysis, then a solutions analysis. And once you bring your solutions in, and now you set your goals for this Ramadan, remember to make them small but achievable goals, working your way up, burning yourself in. And